Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
All right, AB, paint ourselves into a corner on this one. we trapped ourselves.
I woke up this morning trying to figure out a way to get out of this.
How am I gonna convince Rim we shouldn't do this?
How am I going to weasel my way out of this commitment? It's basically any time you make plans for in the future, you never are going to want to end up doing them when it actually comes to the time. So sure, it sounds great. Two months ago, and we're like, oh, double shot at love trailer. We got to recap this. 2 months ago.
We did say we were very excited.
I couldn't imagine not recapping this. Then as the day started getting closer, you start, you know what would be nice? Not doing that.
This is what we're talking about. For those of you that don't follow us on Twitter, at Rosecast Podcast, which is a new handle, by the way. We've been teasing for weeks, for months, about possibly recapping the MTV Bachelor-esque kind of knockoff, I'll say, A Double Shot at Love, starring Vinny and Pauly D of Jersey Shore fame. Like you said, I like Jersey Shore, you like Jersey Shore. Few things could possibly be more appealing to us than this best of both worlds combination. The first episode was last night. You watched it. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
But you seem to not. I want to say you didn't enjoy it.
Well, here's the thing. I watched it live last night, locked in, ready to go.
Why did you watch it live? You never watch anything live.
I didn't have anything else to watch last night.
Okay.
Kids went to bed early, turned on the TV, there it was. It was there. It was right on time.
What's interesting about it being live is that the commercials...
What was the deal with the commercials, Rim?
There was no commercials.
How did they get one? What's going on?
15-second commercial. Well, here's what they did. It's a two-hour show. I thought it was an hour, which was one of the main reasons I thought we should do this. It's a two-hour show.
Yeah.
But they aired it for an hour and a half, and the commercial breaks were 15 or 30 seconds, almost exclusively for other MTV shows.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about the state of MTV, but then they aired it again right afterwards, full 2 hours, full breaks.
Oh, MTV's making a comeback. I'm very in on...
That's what I'm told.
MTV and the state of their company, and they're coming back, folks. And it's
the Hills.
Here's the thing.
The Hills is not, I'm there for it.
They kind of like, they went for the millennials for a little bit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But millennials are out on MTV. They don't fuck with MTV at all.
They don't have cable.
So MTV was basically for a while like turning their back on their core audience, which is us now, like 30 to 40 year olds, maybe even 30 to 50.
Turn their
back on us by doing all this other stuff that we don't like. Now they're going back to the stuff. They're bringing back Jersey Shore. They're doing challenges round the clock.
Nostalgia plays.
They're doing all that type of stuff. So they're forgetting about the millennials and coming back to the core audience. And it's hitting and working.
You can't blame them for trying to stay young. They've always been young.
Absolutely. They were the hip. When we grew up, that was the hip channel. You got to turn on TRL. You have to turn on MTV or you're going to be stale the next day at school.
Can I admit something? MTV might be making a comeback, but it is watching it. after many years of not watching it at all, for me, it is kind of almost sad. It's a sad experience to watch MTV when they don't have any commercials. For as long as I've watched MTV growing up, they were notorious for extremely long commercial breaks. Okay. They don't have any commercials in their primetime spot. They have one show a day, and then 23 hours or 22 hours, they play ridiculousness on loop.
I can't.
There's no studio stuff. There's no, MTV is not part of the zeitgeist anymore. And that makes me sad. It makes me yearn for the early 2000s, the 90s.
I would like to do a full podcast on why they play ridiculousness 23 hours of the day. I think we need a guest or something. I can't even come up with one good reason on why they could even possibly be doing that. I don't understand it.
You know, the easy answer is it doesn't cost them any money. They have a bunch of episodes.
Okay, but they got tons of other episodes.
The archive is endless. Why isn't it just MTV Classic the whole time?
Could,
I don't know.
They could play anything.
It's a great question. I don't know. It's very depressing to look at the guide and see ridiculousness exclusively.
And you think we're joking? No, it's legitimately like 20 yeah. to 22 hours of the day they play ridiculousness. It's strange.
And can I say something about ridiculousness? That show stinks. That show I don't like sucks. Watching shows where people get hurt. I don't like laughing at people get hurt. I hate shows that where they just go like, ah, this dumb guy like stepped on a rake. Like, that's not entertaining to me. That guy's hurt now, okay?
Well, agree to disagree there. I like the concept of that show, but it's stolen from like three other shows that are better. So why would I watch ridiculousness?
Do you want to talk about this show?
Let's get on track here.
Okay, I've been delaying it because I'm nervous because my notes are bad. We're rusty. I don't know if we'll even do another episode of this. But
this is a episode by episode
play by ear
deal we're under here. We aren't making any guarantees on any future episodes because it might be bad. And that's what I texted you last night. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, let's make sure this is any good. Like, we don't want to commit ourselves to a full season of this if it's no good. And I'm not sold yet. I'm not.
I didn't even consider the possibility that the show was bad. So I'm glad you brought that. I went into it with a clear mind instead of thinking this is going to be the best thing ever. I remembered, oh yeah, this is an MTV dating show. Might actually not be good.
They don't have a good track record.
Here's the concept. Vinny, I imagine vast majority of people listening to this did not watch the show. Okay. Vinny and Pauly D, DJ Pauly D from the Jersey Shore, after years of basically picking up chicks in the club, are now bringing the club to them, basically. Okay. And they're now going to date 20 women, similar to The Bachelor, and eliminate them week by week. It's an interesting hook because there's two of them. They're great friends. These two have great chemistry. That's one thing that will keep me coming back to the show is these two are adorable to watch on screen.
Absolutely.
Simple concept for the show. Girls show up. You mingle, you eliminate some, whatever. They insisted, Pauly D and Vinny insisted on complicating things by pranking the women, AB, into thinking that Vinny was the host of the show, the Chris Harrison of the show, and Pauly D was the celebrity that the women were coming to date. None of the women who showed up had any idea what celebrity they were going to date, which I thought was kind of interesting, but also you run the risk of people not being interested at all in the person. What did you make of them tricking the groups of women into thinking, no, you're dating the other guy?
I liked it, Rim. I was a fan of the hijinks. So they did it twice. They brought in 10 women. First time it was Vinny was the host and Pauly was the bachelor person. Then they brought in another 10. They took the first 10 had to go back to the hotel and they brought in another 10 and they flipped roles. So Pauly was the host and Vinny was. So that you got two different groups of women that each think they're there dating the only one person, but they're actually going to be dating both people. I loved it, Rim.
Why? What's the reveal going to? They went the whole first episode without revealing that. When the reveal comes, it's just going to be like, oh, okay.
It was interesting to see, like, some of them were extra excited about Pauly D because they didn't know which one.
He's got the cash. He's got the big dough.
I feel like more of the women are going to be into Pauly D than Vinny. So you could have some of the people that think Vinny is the bachelor. They're going to be disappointed.
that think Pauly. See, I'm already confused. People who
I am
think,
too. People that think. People
who's going to be disappointed?
No, nobody's going to be disappointed. I said that wrong. People that think Vinny is the Bachelor are. You're going to see some excitement when they realize Pauly D is actually they have a chance at him as well.
So we're blanket statement saying all of them interested in Pauly D because of his money. It's not his look. I think Vinny has a more. He's got a look that's more mainstream.
Well,
I'll say more normal.
Pauly D has his look, his brand. I don't think it's a brand a lot of people like.
You could show me a silhouette of Pauly D's, a sketch outline of Pauly D's head, and I would go, "That's Pauly D."
Absolutely, it's an iconic look that he has. But me personally, not my cup of tea. I don't think he's. I don't know.
You wouldn't be interested in Pauly D.
No, I wouldn't be interested. I'd be more interested in Vinny.
Vinny.
Now, personality wise,
yeah, talk about that.
Personality wise, Pauly D is more outgoing than Vinny. Vinny is nervous and would be a horrible if it was just Vinny as the Bachelor. This show wouldn't make it.
The
to
angle would
two.
Have to be: look at this terrible Bachelor.
Yeah,
because he would be bad. I was shocked by that. I was really shocked because every time I see Vinny in some clips throughout the years, he seems like a funny, relaxed, chill guy. And when the women showed up, he was a disaster.
The thing about Vinny, and I think I'm the same way. Like, I got big rim, funny rim there with me. I can shine a little bit, but if you put me just on the mic by myself, like if it was just the AB show, I'm not carrying a show by myself. So Vinny's got like the situation
and
Pauly D.
That's an exact analogy.
Yeah, you got Vinny there.
When Pauly D left the room, Vinny crumbled.
It was a joke. It was a joke. Like if me and you did a dating, if we were in the same situation. If you left the room, the show would go off the rails. The dating show would go off the rails.
Why don't you scoot over here, AB? Hey, why don't you talk to us?
So when
Vinny, he left the room to get a drink, it was like
Vinny. It was a joke. Vinny is nervous. He's a wreck on camera without Pauly D there. So Vinny he's been on screen with the situation and Pauly D his whole life. It's easy to just play off that. But when it's just him carrying the load, it gets a little harder.
He's a great ancillary character.
He compliments
not a leader. Pauly D controls the room.
Absolutely.
He's banging around to different. He's like going this way, going that way. He's talking about everybody. He's looking in the eyes. He's great. Pauly D knows what he's doing. He's been on screen. He's a soupy. Pauly D is a Las Vegas superstar. Pauly D's an institution. Some guy who's kind of cute.
It started off with the Jersey Shore guys. No, now Pauly D is like a legitimate mega star.
I wouldn't go that far. He's not an A-list celebrity. I mean, he's doing a dating show with Vinny. No, A-list. A-list is Beyonce. A-list is...
Would you call him a B-list? I feel like Beyonce knows who Pauly D is.
Wow.
Like, if those two showed up in the... If she showed up at the club, I feel like Pauly D would be able to talk to her.
Wow. I want to find that out. I want to find out if Beyonce knows who Pauly D is. Yeah, I feel like Pauly D... dripping confidence, literally dripping physical confidence, talking about hair gel.
Yep.
Would go up to Beyonce and try to talk a little bit. Let's talk about the women. Let's actually get to the show.
Okay.
We're gonna run through all these. I know that you didn't take good notes just based on our conversation before this. I didn't either. It's the show was quick cuts, bang, you know, going around.
It was tough.
I will say I appreciate them putting the names kind of overlaying
like
the names on the people. That's I appreciate that. First night, 10 women show up. They all think Vinny is the Bachelor. Some of them don't know who Vinny is. One of them doesn't know who Vinny is. What's weird is at the end of the night, Vinny eliminated people. Those people didn't even get the chance to date, or excuse me, Pauly. See, this is going to be a struggle.
No. You got it wrong, Rim.
I know I got it wrong, and I just admitted it.
Pauly D, first people that showed up, Vinny was the host, Pauly D was the Bachelor. This is going to be confusing for everybody.
It's going to be disaster.
It was confusing to watch.
Pauly D eliminated people who never got the chance to date Vinny.
Yes.
That is, and vice versa, the next
thing. Yes.
That is unfair and silly. Okay. They don't get the well, all women here need the chance to date both men. That is how the show should work.
Agreed. The thing about this show that's going to be interesting is we're watching it through Bachelor lens.
Should we not?
Probably not. Because I'm sitting here like looking down on certain things like, no, they wouldn't do this on The Bachelor. Like, no.
There is a little bit of feeling like
I look down
this.
On this show. I used to love Flavor of Love, and I liked MTV's double or Shot at Tequila or whatever
Shot at Love,
whatever it was. I liked that show too, but now I see myself looking down on this like, this is a little.
Come on, have some class. One of them was crawling around drunk. Yeah. Come on, class it up a little bit here. I'll say this: it was kind of a shock to see people. Boozing it up.
The alcohol consumption. MTV must not have got the memo from The Bachelor that you could get in some deep shit. overserve all these people like this.
It was out of control. And it kind of reminded me when I first started watching The Bachelor, which was Ben and JoJo's seasons were my first two seasons. I forgot like, oh, that's what The Bachelor kind of used
to be
like.
To be that first night.
Recent memory. Yeah.
First night, you'd have two or three people that were like out of control. Inebriated the first night.
Contestants. L. She's smarter than you think, says L. Allie. I got here tattoos. Vinny points out that Allie looks just like Aubrey O'Day, who is Paulie's ex. Aubrey O'Day of what's the name of that band? That girl group.
Day 26. No, Day 26 is our band. Our band. Yeah, Danity Kane.
Danity Kane. Rest
Day
in peace
26
to both bands.
Was an underrated group that Diddy put together that we loved.
AB is a Day 26 mega fan. Okay. They had a couple good songs. Susie doesn't know who Pauly D or Vinny is, which I find to be almost impossible no matter what age you are.
Yeah, that stood out to me too, Rim.
You don't believe her?
I just don't know how that'd be possible.
I think she was mid-20s on an MTV show. Very strange.
Yeah.
Kind of a Snooki vibe. Oh, no. I'm wrong. Someone that knows. That was Mish.
Mish, yeah.
Mish. Okay, we're keeping that mistake in there. Mish doesn't know.
Yep.
Susie is basically Snooki. She knows damn well who Pauly D and Vinny are. Her description of her job was, people think, I'm a party girl, but I'm a registered nurse and I got some education, something like that. So I was like, Susie's going to be a Snooki type firecracker. Nikki, Jamaican. B, I don't mean to boil people down to one word identities, but that's how they were presented to us.
Okay. Jamaican.
That's how this goes.
Period.
And nobody, yeah. That sounded bad, but you know what I mean? These are my notes. I'm telling you my notes. And there was no limo entrances per se. We'll get to, by the way, the funniest thing I've ever heard of, which is how they send people off on this show.
Yeah.
But there was no limo entrances. They just walked in the house and that was it. So there's no like characteristics that you could learn about them.
It was hard to learn anything about the people with what they gave us. They literally just walked in and on to the next one.
Nikki, Jamaican. B lashes. Believe it or not, AB, B lashes, in her own words, is your typical Long Island girl. I don't know if you're expecting that with someone who is named B lashes. She hopes the celebrity is Post Malone. So I don't know if she would be disappointed or excited that it is instead Pauly D and Vinny. Post Malone seems like he's got more money and probably more age appropriate. Pauly D is 38. That's something we haven't mentioned yet. Pauly D is 38 years old. Many of these women are 22.
Well, to be fair, it's a wide range. You had some near 40-year-old girls as well. So I was okay with that.
I actually, there was only 20 as compared to 30 or a little less on The Bachelor, Bachelorette. This show had a better range of people, not
absolutely
diversity, but age range and life range better than The Bachelor.
Has there ever been a girl on The Bachelor that has been older than 35?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Because I don't remember.
Think so. I don't remember. And there might have been for Ari's season, but they were gone on night one with Ari's season. One of the contestants has a 16-year-old daughter. Just different stages of life that you don't see on The Bachelor.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/rosecast. That's storyworth.com/rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. Next up, Darren. D-E-R-Y-N-N. No chance you spelled that right in your notes, so don't bother finding and searching. Michelle, also known as Mish, quit her job to come on the show to date a celebrity that she did not know who it would be, and when the celebrity walks out, she doesn't know who it is. That's where we're at with Mish right now. Ashley. AB, what do you got on Ashley?
I don't even remember who Ashley is.
Okay, neither do I. Kate. Looks like she could have been on Jersey Shore, a redhead Jersey Shore contestant. She's from Staten Island. She's looking to start a fight almost immediately. And then Nadia.
The interesting thing is you got a lot of like New Jersey influence in the cast here. It's probably like a fourth, maybe. Would you say a fourth of the people are from Staten Island or New Jersey, somewhere in there?
If you want to go all the way, all the Northeast area, maybe half, honestly.
Got a lot of Jersey Shore influence here.
But maybe a third of these people are straight Jersey Shore, Staten Island, Long Island. And they're like, who's the celebrity going to be? I don't know. Look around. You should have a pretty good idea of who the celebrity is going to be. Okay. It's not Drake. All right. It's going to be one of the Jersey Shore people. You're on MTV. I got a little more on this prank. So the prank begins when Vinny comes down and is like, Pauly D's a celebrity. So Vinny comes down and they start screaming because they think it's Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them seem disappointed. Then Vinny says, all right, actually, it's Pauly D. Then they really go nuts for the money man. I just think, what did this tell us about the women? There's nothing. It didn't. I just don't get the point of this prank. I don't like pranks because pranks are basically lying to someone and then telling them later on, I was lying. And then it's like, oh, that, you just misled me. That's all the prank is.
The only thing this could do is hurt Vinny's feelings. That's the only thing that this prank could, the results of this could be. Like, some of these girls are probably going to be disappointed that it's Vinny.
Well, okay, yes, I know the second group. Who thinks it's Pauly D initially and then it's stolen as Vinny. You're right. There's 10 people at the end of this episode who don't know that Vinny is also eligible. There, some of them might be like, oh, the people who think that, no, excuse me. See, so confusing. The people who think that Pauly D is eligible right now and not Vinny. Nope. The people who think that Vinny is eligible right now and not Pauly D will be revealed soon to them that Pauly D is also eligible, and then they'll get jacked up. And I think of the 20 people, you know, 16 or 17 of them are going to be like eyes for Pauly D, and then Vinny's going to have to choose between three people who maybe don't find themselves as contenders. Do you want to talk about the cocktail hour? The cocktail hour of the show at all?
Sure.
What are your big takeaways, AB?
First, I think we already touched on it. The alcohol consumption is out of control. Absolutely out of control.
Maybe that's why they did 10 and 10. 20 people they couldn't have handled all that. They didn't have enough reserves.
Well, I don't know if you notice. I think they kind of cut it down a little bit. So like we said, they brought in 10. They did the whole cocktail night. And then they brought in another 10 and did it again. The second 10, I don't know if they were just a more mature group, but they weren't as loose. Or if they got cut off a little bit earlier, because the producers saw the first episode, like, we're going to get in trouble here if we keep this up. I mean, they were overserved. These women were, there were people crawling on the ground. There were people that couldn't speak. It was out of control, Rim.
We're talking about alcohol, so let's talk about Kate. This was a big event from the cocktail hour of night one.
Mm-hmm.
Kate seems to have a decent connection with Pauly the first time they talk.
Yeah.
Okay. And then later on, they're in a whole group. What I did like about this show is there's more group interaction. It's not constant one-on-one only stealing. There's more Pauly hanging out with the group, talking in small groups, large groups. When they were all together at one point, Kate starts to cry. She's one person away from Pauly on the couch and she starts bawling right there. And everybody's like, this is extremely unnerving. What's going on with her? And she looks at Pauly and goes, she says, I don't think I'm right for you, in the middle of the whole group. So Pauly's like, I don't know. And she leaves, goes to the bathroom to cry, and then Pauly checks on her. AB, what do you got on this?
I knew it was going to be bad, Rim, when she's talking. She's the girl in the house who's asking people why they're drinking water. She's like, why are you drinking water? Yeah, why are you drinking water?
Okay.
I don't know, because it's going to be a six-hour night.
Taffer tip, space it with a water.
Like Taffer says, you got to space it with a water.
Yeah. Pauly goes and checks on her. She's crying in the bathroom. Pauly's like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, we haven't talked that much. We don't know yet. We don't know where we're at yet. Like, give it a chance. He quickly realizes that there's no salvaging this situation. She's kind of made her decision. She won't even turn to him. He's basically like, all right, well, I'll give you a couple minutes in. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. There's no connection here if you're not going to talk to me, so. Meanwhile, B Lashes was the one checking on Kate, and Pauly is attracted to B Lashes' maternal instincts, caring for others. Could be something there with Pauly and B Lashes.
And just to be clear, Rim, for those that didn't watch, B Lashes is referring to her eyelashes, Rim. She keeps fake eyelashes on, and they stay fresh, okay?
Is that okay? What could someone possibly think the lashes meant
other than eyelashes?
Of course. When you say, this woman's name is B Lashes, you know what the lashes are hitting for.
Okay. You know them lashes are popping.
Let's go to the quick the group date activity, which is a DJ competition, which to me, it looked to me like Pauly just stood behind a DJ booth, didn't make any music, and then they would come out and do like spoken word, two lines of spoken word poetry. Is that
Rim, have
you
ever seen a worse idea than doing this at this point in the night? These girls were drunk.
Yes.
And then you ask them to come out and perform.
I think that's what made it a great idea. I think that's why it was a great group date activity. Nobody really stood out.
No.
Mish twirled a broom a little bit. I liked it because they were just having a good time.
Sure.
Everyone was having fun with each other, encouraging each other's thing.
Sure.
All right. One of the women came out, and instead of doing a rap or a song of some sort, Nadia came out and said that she has a special talent, and then she did this with her tongue. This is her special talent. That's what she did.
She clicked her tongue, something she my went, daughter can do. My four-year-old.
Yeah. She's like, all right, everybody,
That was bizarre.
You know, all things considered, everyone there kind of handled themselves respectfully. I'm not sure I could have stopped myself from bursting out laughing. Like, someone told Nadia her whole life that doing this was a special talent. Okay? It's not. Kate, conspicuous in her absence, is inside crying still. Okay. Before the show's version of the rose ceremony, AB, Pauly D and Vinny naturally go where guys go to discuss relationships in Jersey, which is the barbershop.
Absolutely. Love the barbershop angle, Rim. They're going to get a haircut every single day, sometimes twice a day. Now, my question is, Rim, Vinny's haircut doesn't seem that good.
No,
for getting a haircut all the time, his line isn't crisp enough. It's not a good haircut. I'm confused.
Maybe we're just comparing him to Pauly D, who has like a Lego hair.
Yeah.
Perfect pop it on the top of your skull, and it's perfect all the time. So maybe that's the case. In real life, he probably like looks amazing. Vinny probably has a great haircut.
That's fair. Love the angle, though, having a 24/7 barber on deck whenever they need to talk about something.
While the boys are in the barbershop, they hear Kate crying on the front steps.
Mm-hmm.
Pauly says, all right, we got to, you know, this is the Jersey. This is what would happen on Jersey Shore. They'd say, all right, we got to get her out of here. Yeah. That's how this would go. On The Bachelor, maybe they try to convince her to stay. On the Jersey Shore, they go, let's get Kate out of here. This is not, she's not vibing. Okay. I think Kate wanted to leave way more than, I think she liked him, but just got the feeling that he didn't like her. So she says, I'm out of here. Pauly calls a cab for her, and she's whisked away.
You got to feel really bad for Kate, Rim. I mean, she just had too much to drink, and it ended up...
Most likely.
There's no most likely about it, Rim.
Just lawyers, just staying.
There's no most...
Maybe, I don't know.
She maybe have had too much to drink, and she's going to regret it when she gets home, okay?
When she gets to the Days Inn down the street, Here's this show's version of the rose ceremony. It's a cab ceremony.
Yep.
Now, two people were supposed to go home, but only since Kate left under her own volition, only one is going home. So Vinny says, unfortunately for one of you ladies, your cab is on the way. I thought this made me burst out laughing when I found out that they called it the cab ceremony. What'd you think, AP?
Loved it, Rim. So what happens is he calls you up. You either put your phone number into Pauly's phone, or you get a cab called for you. Okay. I mean, it's gold.
I think it's brilliant. Gold. It's gold. What are they going to do in the second ceremony, though?
I don't know. The phone number thing kind of it's good for the first one, but I don't know what's going to happen on the second dates.
Allie is the person that Pauly D chose, the one who looked like his ex-girlfriend, is the one that he said, you know, it's not working out. Allie, I'm sorry, but your cab is here. That should be a more popular phrase than will you accept this rose or something of your cab is here is so funny. I will never get tired of hearing these two guys say your cab. I'm sorry, but your cab is here.
Absolutely.
It's very funny. Anything else from the first night?
No. Do you have any people that stood out? Any people you liked?
That's a great question. Darren seemed like a top prospect, but Darren, as we mentioned, she was the one crawling around on the floor later in the night. Not a huge turn on for me personally. Someone called her the Grudge, which made me laugh.
That was funny.
Her hair was up over her head.
Yeah.
Mish felt kind of ostracized because she didn't know who the guys were, and she didn't feel like she belonged in the group.
Didn't fit in, she said.
Didn't fit in. I could see that. Some of the girls kind of consoled. I liked Misha's personality for sure, just because you saw her down and then you saw her up. She was brought up by the other women. I think Susie is hilarious. Susie the snooky type.
Okay.
Other than that, no. None of them stood out to me.
Hmm.
So I named three of the 10, and other than those three, none of them stood out. What about you?
I'm a B lashes guy, Rim. Okay. That's my girl. I'm riding with her till the end. Besides her, I also liked Mish, and I liked, what's the Jamaican girl's name?
Nikki?
Nikki. That's my third.
I like Nikki too.
I like her as well. Yep. So B lashes is my, the star goes by B lashes name. And then number two, Mish, and then number three, Nikki.
So here's the problem with where I still am looking at this, like, potential mates for The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to talk about stars of the show, I made it seem like there's no stars. There are stars in that group that are going to carry this season of the show. Now, potential mates for Vinny or Pauly D, I don't know as well. But stars, B-Lashes, Susie, and a couple others that haven't gotten here yet, they're stars. Don't make no mistake about it. Next night, so apparently this is two nights. So all those people who are there on the first night are staying in the hotel that night. They're not moved into the house. It's a very strange prank to pull.
It's elaborate.
It is elaborate. You have to stay in character.
Yeah.
Like if you're the host one night and someone's flirting with you, you have to like pretend like you can't be. It's very strange and pointless. Next night, Pauly D is the host and Vinny is the bachelor. Pauly D, shocker. Is a terrific host.
Yeah.
Let's go through the women before we talk about how Vinny botched it. Maria. Maria was on Are You the One? And she seems, you know, despite already
my
being
show.
On a reality show, she, okay.
Just to be right. clear.
You said that like Velveteen Dream. You're like, my show. She seems normal. And I will say overall that this group, after a while, it was like, are they doing a normal group and like a Jersey Shore group? Or why are they women
there's,
so
I'll
different?
Tell you this.
The
there's not as much to talk about with this second group as there was the first group. We'll probably fly through this.
Shira, hair. Christina. Christina is a big-time villain. She comes in
big-time villain.
So smug. I love reading and playing chess and watching Nova. She requested some tequila I've never heard of, Casamica's Reposado, which is $50 a bottle. Based on how Pauly and Vinny reacted, I thought it was going to be a $1,500 bottle. Victoria, nothing. Desiree, nothing. Marissa sounds like Angelina, sounds and looks like Angelina mm-hmm. from the show. Brittany Dawson is a weather girl in Nebraska.
Yep.
Holly is a Jersey girl, I believe. Elise?
Mm-hmm.
And I missed someone named Zuljali. I only saw it on the screen, so I can't pronounce it.
Okay.
Overall, my impressions of this group was probably a lot more potential mates, mature ready for marriage mates. I can't believe I'm saying ready for marriage in the terms of the show, but what did you think of this group, baby?
Christina's the only one that stood out to me here, Rim. She made a name for herself quick. She's going to be the villain.
At one point, people were talking like, I don't want to do fights and drama and all that stuff. And Christina overheard that, and she immediately started a fight.
Started poking.
She's like, we're not going to have that.
She also.
You talk too much.
She also, at one point, one of the girls like, can you tell me a little something about yourself? And she's like, no. Flat out, no. Yeah. And they're just like, okay, well.
At one point, Vinny's talking with two of the women, and just to give you an idea of the age range here, she asked one of them, oh, like how old are you? And she says, I'm 22. And then he asked the other one, and she was 37. And Vinny was surprised by both of these answers. There's a wide range of folks here.
There is.
The next game they play is, are you as smart as a Guido? This is when I realized maybe they're doing the prank so that one of them could serve as a host for these two games they did. But they're going to play games later on. So
do they not have a host is my question. They should have a host.
I was thinking that. Just have a host. That's exactly right. By the way, how sad about this whole development do you think the situation is? If you would have said 10 years ago, two of you are going to have a dating show on MTV 10 years from now, situation, everyone would assume it was a situation, including Situation himself.
If you had a Situation in Pauly D dating show, it'd be at least five times better than this?
No.
Situation stinks now. I don't like him. First off, he's in prison. Keep that in mind.
I do know that. Yep.
Okay.
All right. So that would I'm well aware.
Maybe that would make it a great show, actually, to do it from prison. But my point is, I never would have expected Pauly D. The situation was such a supernova reality TV star when he came out. I never would have expected Pauly D and Vinny to have the lasting power and for Situation's life to come crashing down. Anything on the Are You As Smart As a Guido?
No, nothing there.
Okay. Just basic questions.
Yeah.
Most of them got them right. Christina, the intellectual, thought that Mars was the closest planet to the sun because we can see it. So I'm starting to wonder if she really is that smart. I don't know. Cab ceremony. Two of the women get sent home.
Cab ceremony gets me every time.
The cab ceremony is extremely funny. I'm sorry, but your cabs are here. I mean, it is very funny. Especially because that was the thing to say. When we were in college and shortly out of college, we'd order the cabs and everyone would yell, "The cabs are here." Everyone our age did that, okay?
Absolutely.
Cab ceremony. Two of them get sent home. I don't remember their names. I didn't take down their names. It's not important. Who stood out to you in this group, baby?
Elise stood out to me. She seemed like a sweet girl. She was a little shy.
Oh, yeah, Elise.
I could see her and Vinny maybe working out because of the shy. They're both shy.
Was she the tall one? Was
she's
she very
really
tall?
Tall, mixed girl. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. From Chicago.
Yep.
Big Elise fan.
I liked the Nebraska weather girl.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And I liked, I don't remember her name, but she's the one who wanted to throw hands with Christina. She said she was going to throw hands.
I think that was Maria.
Was it the girl from Are You the One?
I think so.
Okay.
And that was an interesting interaction because she was the one saying, "I'm not here for drama." And within 30 seconds, she was threatening to fight Christina, yeah. And almost rightfully so. But when she's not threatening to beat people up.
Big
great,
fan.
Great yeah. Contestant and very mature, oddly. Brittany Dawson is the name of the weather girl in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
I would pick those same three, honestly, if we were picking three. All right, AB, the next day they're doing a pool party. It's going to be a fun time. The show ends with a little bit of a cliffhanger. The first group of eight shows up. The second group of eight shows up. And that's where we're left. What are these? Is it going to be like Grease? Have you ever seen Grease where the T-Birds and somebody else? I don't know. It's been a very long time. But I feel like maybe the better reference would have been.
What's that one?
West Side Story.
The Sharks
where you're
and the Jets. Yeah.
Sharks and the Jets. That's
yeah,
it,
that's
AB.
A good
that's
one.
What we
that's
got
what
here
you should
with
have
the
said.
Truth. Well, that's Grease. The Sharks. Oh, no. That's
West Side Story. Yeah.
No one in history has ever gotten those two things confused before. But West Side Story, Grease, Sharks and the Jets. I guess they're just going to reveal that they're both up. The next episode is just going to be like, "Hey, you can date us both, by the way." And that's it? Or
yep. That's what it seems like. We're left, like you said, just to be. I think we need to lay it out a little better for people.
Yeah, I'm not doing a good
job. Because
no
one's watching. So no. Right now we have.
that's something we got to remember.
Nobody's watching. You have to remember
this.
That, Rem. You have to remember we're doing everyone's work for them, so they need us. They need us here. Yeah. Okay. So we had two different groups of women right now. Eight people on each side. They each think the. One person is the bachelor. So they think one group thinks they're here for Vinny. One group thinks they're here for Pauly. Now, Vinny and Pauly are going to bring these two groups together and do the big reveal that they're actually here to date both of them. And they're going to have a chance at love with both of them. And we're going to find out how that goes.
You did a great job selling that. I think it's going to be wildly disappointing. The reveal is just going to be, oh, all right. Well,
I don't know. The previews, I watched some of the previews for this. You know my rule, I usually don't do that. But I felt like I had to kind of get my juices going for this upcoming season. They made it seem like the girls are formed a tight bond with each other and are actually, there's going to be a rivalry here. That's what the previews made it seem.
I liked the previews too. It's fun to do the everybody shows up and gets drunk episode. I'm more interested in my advanced age and to see how it goes when these people are living with each other, when these people are going on dates. The two bachelor dynamic is going to have some interesting things. What if one person falls in love with both? What if they both fall in love with the same person? There's a lot of things that could happen here. I'm also, I will admit, I'm interested in the gimmicky Jersey Shore things about the show. I think next episode, the challenge is to like not fall off of some beam or something and fall into a vat of hair gel. That is funny to me. Okay.
And you got to remember, there's going to be Jersey Shore people. So they've already teased that Snooki's going to be there, JWoww's going to be there, Angelina's going to be there, Big Ronnie's going to be there, probably single Ronnie by that point is going to be there.
Who's Ronnie with right now? What's Ronnie's 10-year relationship history? Sammy Ronnie, or no Sammy?
No. Ronnie and Sammy had a very bad falling out, Rim. Very bad. It's not good. In fact, Sammy didn't even come on the lucrative opportunity of Jersey Shore Family Reunion. That's how you know how bad it was. Like, I'm sure these people were making bank to do these family reunions, and she didn't come on any of them because of how her and Ronnie's situation ended. So Ronnie's dating someone else now. They just had their first child. I can't remember her name, but he's in a relationship.
Okay. And JWoww, Jenny,
is
recently
divorced
from Roger. I had a bad feeling about Roger the whole time.
You know,
Roger gave
the whole good guy. He acted like a good guy. I saw right through that with Roger.
Yeah. Okay. You can tell. Not good. Okay. I don't think we're going to. Like you said, we'll play this by ear. Mm-hmm. We're not committing to the whole season. I think this season will bleed into The Bachelorette, which starts on May 13th, which starts in a month, I believe, or May 18th. The second number and the date is round on the side. So it's May 13th or 18th.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one. So we got that starting back up soon. If you're a new listener to this show and you're unimpressed with how we recap this show, please know that this was a half-assed effort from us. The way we recap The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, I think, is much more thorough and much better. This was slapped together. What's the name? It starts with an H. Slap? I don't know. It's slapdash. Whatever the case. Not great. I don't know. See, you can tell I'm rusty. We're not in a good spot here. But that's it. That's a double shot of love. That's maybe the one episode we'll recap. Anything else on this, AP?
No, we're doing it for the people. If you like what we're doing,
it might be a single person.
If you like what we're doing and you want us to keep previewing, let us know. Send us some messages, like, retweet.
Thanks for listening, folks. Our cabs are here. Wow! What a great
That was off the dome, folks. Cabs are here.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.